to conserve, it may be, there may be some day where you either treat that's coming down, or maybe even treat a well that's on the bottom of town. So I guess those options are there. It's just going to take a process to determine what kind of treatment.
Just a different filtration process.
But there's from what I said, that's scalable inside the plant, so you'll have the some room to expand, right?
Yeah, I think both have the ability to double what they've got, and then we've got their redundancy built in as well. So.
Addable honorable.
Is the
technical
term.
What is it?
Addable honorable.
Okay.
I made that up today myself.
Can you send me a definition of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good thing you didn't ask me to do that.
Move forward to proceed with WestTech as the test pilot.
I'll second.
All right, Sam made the motion, seconded by Russell, to accept WestTech to move on with the water treatment plant. Roll call.
Sorry. I've been having some trouble.
I just have anxiety on which one you're going to start with.
Yeah, me too.
They're all on the edge of their
seat. I got to be vague.
Does rural water have to accept it? Or have they already bought off, or do we still have to have it approved by them before you award the contract to WestTech?
They're separate from anything else that's on there. Are they dealing with the well, or are you just the
both?
They're involved as well. They've already approved the RFP. So they will have a say, they would have a say, I guess, to if there was any big issues with them.
Is it rural water or Division of Drinking Water?
It's rural development.
Rural development. Sorry.
Why rural water?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't want to mad. Rural development.
They get mixed up.
That's where we're getting our money from.
Okay. Sorry.
I confused you.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess we'd say just pending any.
Ready?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes. All right.
Johnny?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Justin?
Yeah.
And Kevin?
Yep.
Couldn't hang on anymore.
Well, we got a meeting next week and get through the witness.
Yeah. Thank you, Devin.
Hey, thank you guys. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thanks, Devin.
Yeah. We'll try and get you on the first instead of the last next time.
Right. Thank you, guys. Be safe.
Next, fire department.
Not a whole lot. We had a few weird calls. So. Got next district meeting. We'll be dealing with truck stuff. Got a truck all stuck out. So we'll push it through truck training and then I do want to look into seeing about maybe getting some preliminary design for a station. We can start maybe looking that direction. Just kind of see what we're looking at for what it would maybe cost, because there is grant money out there that they can put in for. So I'm just thinking maybe I don't know what it would cost for somebody to kind of come in and give us a rough design.
Preliminary design.
You know, we've done several fire stations. You could probably talk to Devin or somebody and just say, send us over something that, you know, some ideas, and then they could probably give you a fairly close budget number for
rough,
that.
Rough guess on it, so. I didn't know if it needed to be necessarily an architect, but,
you know. Well, an architect has to do it, but we team with one.
So I just know what. Well, I do know what I'll have to get involved a little bit, just with where we'll be adding on kind of the word what we have existing, somewhat. So somehow tied in. I don't think they'll directly be tied in, but I don't know.
I'll drop that for $6.
Huh?
I'll draw a picture of a fire department for $6. Macaroni noodles and crayons don't count.
Go over to Wells. Wells, yeah, at their fire station.
I seen theirs, and they have their, those work good, I'm not gonna get.
Yeah, I know, there's.
I, that's a pretty good size one for that, they got, in fact, theirs was on a grant, they got a bunch of money.
Yeah, CIB, I think, give them probably 50% grant, they had to go back though, because they didn't, I don't know, it's, that's a discussion for another day, but.
Yeah, but it would be good, I think that's kind of why I want to go, take the next direction, at least to start getting some figures, so we have an idea where.
We're gonna start budgeting that way.
Where we're gonna figure out.
Well, what, I think also with the two, it'll determine the funding source you go after, if it's like $300,000, I put it into CBG, well, have a good probability to get it funded.
But it can be a lot more than $300,000, but, like, you can't know, this depends on billing type, and there's a lot, those, you know, you use wood right now, we're looking at $3 million, but.
Even metal's good, I'm not soliciting for the firm that I work for right now, I'm just saying that we've done some, and it would be a free resource for you to, you can use whoever you want to design a building.
I thought you figured we could start, you know, somewhere in a direction, at least see, and I, like I said, I don't know, maybe I'll get, call some different places, if they charge, you know, I don't know.
Another resource we could tap on that sound is Sixth County, they.
They would be, they'd be able to help write a grant.
Yeah.
But as far as designing.
Designing, no, but when you start talking money for it, no.
Yeah.
And he said that they could help us write a grant for fire department.
Yeah, they do, that's what they pay.
Or you just extend on to this one?
That's what we've talked about before, is just, because the bays here are okay, you know, I don't know if we could maybe extend a doorway going into a new one or something, I don't know.
You could cut a doorway real easy going through that west center block.
Well, we already have the one that's on the west side.
But you could cut some.
But we could go a little bit bigger.
You could cut some more doorways in there fairly easy.
So I think just kind of some different.
Sixth County, actually, they'll just facilitate, they won't actually write the grant for you, will they?
Yes, they will write the grant for us.
For fire stations, they will.
Yes, for fire trucks, they'll do fire trucks as well, because they came to district, and they're doing a Sixth County one on trucks right now.
Okay.
A lot of cities that want.
I guess I wasn't aware of that, I knew there was a resource for helping you step through it, but I didn't realize.
They will actually write the grant for us without, it is no cost to the city.
On first responder stuff, so they'll help, they can help with police stuff too.
Correct.
Dave Oxman also has some experience with grant writing and doing those things too, so between everybody, probably.
In reality, I think if we can get a grant for, I mean, that's our best option, that's our best option if we can do that, but.
Probably not likely you'll get 100%, but.
Some of these national ones, though, they have some pretty good money in some of these national.
But you could probably get a grant, you know, CIB, and then try to find another grant to match up with it somewhere.
But anyway, it's kind of where I'm pushing to start doing, see what we figure out, we gotta do something, because it's.
It'll be a lot cheaper to add on to this, and it would be to start in the building.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure out where to locate it, and the whole nine yards would be a mess.
Yeah.
So, this is pretty central located.
Yeah, it is.
That's kind of all I got.
Okay. Public Works.
Russ.
Need a little lift?
Give us some dinner.
I wanted to talk last week, we're still on the plane trip, I was on the phone with Jamie, told him to come again this morning. Plane trip was empty again this morning. I think a lot of us to do, water's not coming down yet. Hopefully that picked up, but it's not looking very good, so keep working with Jimmy on Quinn. Hopefully we can get it on and get some water to the people, but as soon as we fill the pond, it's empty again. So, that's about the town's main problem.
It's not a very big pond anyway.
No, it's not. We've got all the sprinklers on all the city property, we're doing really well there. We're gonna try to get the power plant opened up here in the next week or so, park, in the bathroom and stuff up there. And then we're gonna move to the splash pad before Memorial and the cemetery. So, pretty busy trying to get everything ready before tomorrow, but we're on schedule. Things are looking good. Then we'll go back to patching potholes and some of our other major tasks. So, but things are looking good.
Just to give you an update too on the other issue we had on Second North, the irrigation company has done a post a sign there.
Yeah, I talked to Kay. He thought that was a brilliant idea. I'm so glad he came up with that.
So Chris Long will help us train the neighbors also, so we can, hopefully we've got that under control, just so.
So just so you guys know, we had a battle on, not a battle, there's a miscommunication on people that have a pasture, and the water they were running on those pastures was more than a lot of farmers were allowed to run in the fields. So talking, the mayor came up with a brilliant idea of they need to follow the same water schedule that the farmers are on. So if it's on a one, which means one share, 1 gallon of water per acre.
Per minute.
Per minute, sorry. So these guys that need to see that, and say the mayor's idea was ingenious. They'll follow the same thing. Per acre of property they have, they could run 1 gallon a minute if it was a one down in the fields. And they'll need to abide by those rules. So that if they want to run 24 birds, they might get to run them for 45 seconds. If they want to run one bird, they could run it for, we'll have to do the calculations and get with them, with anyone that wants to run a pasture piece. And I think that way, we're not saying that they can't run that at all, which I agree with Jeff.
No, he left.
I agree with sometimes how we put stuff across might be a little harsh. And it's not that they can't run that pasture, that sprinkler on that pasture. They just need to cut the time down that they are running that sprinkler on that pasture. And so my hat's off to the mayor for coming up with that idea, because I think it's really going to work well. It's a really good idea.
Hopefully it works.
I don't know how long it takes for water to soak down to the roots. It takes me about 30 minutes to water my wife's plants out front.
They're staying green.
Yeah. You know, some of them, they'll soak it down. Who knows how far that water
soaks. Well, part of this trouble we had is the one individual can only turn on one valve, and it turns on his whole field. So again, going back to the way we put that on our newsletter, it was you can water for 4 hours. When you started counting all the sprinkler heads he had on that 1 acre, it was outrageous. So it's again going back to, okay, you're going to do the same as the farmers, so 2 gallons a minute, so what they're at now when the farmers drop, they go up, they go down, whatever, you adjust with those farmers to where I think it'll work.
I do too. It's not by literal.
It'll help us a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And that's based on the shares now.
By an acre.
They don't own any shares.
Right. So what the farmers do is they consider, most farmers have one share per acre. And we need to go through our city and see, but I think we're pretty close to that also. And so again, going back to our whole irrigation deal, this may be where we start basing everything off of this. Your land use, you're entitled to this much water.
So these people are
per hour.
These people are on the city system?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the biggest offender.
When I say I'm on the city, I can do whatever.
That was your
problem. He runs that great big water cannon out there to build all
the time. Oh, that's a big water cannon.
I wish I did.
So that's kind of where we're at. I think it's really going to work well. You're praying for rain. It's worth it.
Yeah, you definitely play. That's the only other source we got.
Did the spraying get started?
I think he started this week, but I haven't talked to him. I was off Monday because I on call this week.
So we don't know if things have been sprayed or starting to spray or.
Did he sign his contract agreement?
Not yet.
Okay, so
has he been contacted to say he was the lone bear?
He knows all of that. We were waiting for the contract back from the attorney, and I need to call him and have him sign it. So he's already signed. It's just I didn't have.
So he hasn't signed the contract. Probably hasn't started yet. Then.
No, he hasn't.
So maybe we better just go spray the rodeo grounds before they get growed up.
He'll
be there.
He'll be
there.
That's part of his contract, so let him do it.
Something else. Me and Ronnie went and rolled around, looked at roads. We've got a couple ideas, but I'm going to let him cover that in the council report. try, you gotta go to work in my ass.
Yeah, I got about 20 minutes.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I'll be short then.
That's an understatement.
This is the second draft on the impact fee, kind of where, so at least you guys have an idea, a little thin night reading.
Right.
I know it helped me out. Going to sleep.
Fall asleep or way, way awake and ponder. Or both, so. So if you look at, so we'll just get, to be real quick, you can kind of go through here, it's pretty self-explanatory. On page, on exhibit two, what page is this? I think it's the page number. But this page right here, where you go to the Mount Pleasant City Power impact fee analysis. These are the projects that the impact fees are based on. And so these are the projects that are included into our capital facilities plan, which we're also working on. And so we was able to shave off, $1.2 million. Because I figured those projects where the money was coming from, that cost to develop that should fall onto the developer if they decide to develop that subdivision or whatever. Like Aspen Hills or Willow Glen or any of those up there. So we, but it's still in here. It's still in here, but we didn't base any impact fees on it. So if you look at, like, that would be project four and 2022-2023, number three project, four and five. So if you go over, there's no total impact fee eligible cost. So that shaved off 1.2 million, but we're still at 4.6 million total for the projects. And then, just to get to the meat and potatoes side of things, the second to last page is what we're looking at. So these are the 100%, 75%, and 50%. And I had to also put in some other cities that they did to kind of see where we're sitting at in comparison. I mean, we're a little. I don't know if you want to. We're a little high still, but before we was really high. And
well, but which one are these? Which one are these guys chosen to use though? I mean,
whatever we decide.
No, I'm saying, how do you know?
Yeah,
adopted.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just what they're.
That's just what they're.
So it may have been high, is higher than ours, but they're only doing 50%.
Exactly, yeah. But then over here is an average of all those. So, kind of gives you an idea.
Most homes are 550 amp services.
Well, no, 200.
200 amp.
200 amp is an average that's going up.
Right? My Pro was really cheap.
Yeah.
$175. I was in a meeting with Spring City last week. And they were talking about impact fees, and they were getting sideways on, well, we're experiencing more growth than what this assumes, so we're going to charge double because the growth is more. And they couldn't. Understand they couldn't do that.
Yeah.
The council was, there was two of the council members that didn't vote for it because they wanted to do that.
Well, this is based on a 10-year. So this is a 10-year.
Yeah, so basically if development happens, it grows faster, it just shrinks the your plan time.
Yeah.
You can't just charge the arbitrarily charge double because you're...
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio the other morning. They was talking about Ephraim increasing their impact fee.
See, that's
$14,000.
Yeah, but their power's not included in that.
No, the power was another $8,000.
So
they're looking at $22,000 for impact fees to build.
Or they put impact fees.
They put a great big impact fee of $4,500 on Rec and Park.
because they want to build a rec center, and I disagree that that was legal. Because if you're gonna, if you don't have one and you're gonna put a fee on all your new incomers and not incur anything on a new center that's already on your citizens, I don't know how legal that would be.
That's true.
I know, but
I went. They adopted it.
Yeah.
Well, down in.
$2,000 for anybody coming in.
Yeah, I got a friend that's building down in Hurricane. He said just his impact fees alone was $36,000.
Yeah.
Just the impact fees.
It'd be $22,000 plus an EFRA that just goes through.
It did, it went through.
So.
So there's what, $22,000?
$22,000 on impact fees.
So.
That's a long ways from there.
I'll push everybody over here.
Well, I was looking at, when we was talking, discussing this, I was looking at like Salem, for instance. You know, look at their commercial, their $277,480.
Yeah.
I mean, that's outrageous, but they're growing like crazy out there. And the same with, Payson and.
Spanish Fork.
Spanish Fork, so. But,
Sunny Beach and more down here.
If you look at page.
Commercial, you gotta be careful, because you drag business that's not to come, that's the one thing you gotta watch on commercial especially.
Okay, so this is the page,
Those that's going deep.
So that's where it's based on per KW, that's added into, that we have to add into the system.
The credit.
Yeah, so it's the, there's the last page. So residential, 100% is $1,005 per KW, $75,723, and so on. So that can give you an idea of what it costs, because these bigger projects that we have. And this is based on, I think, 100 connections a year, a 5% growth. So that's kind of a, what we've been.
Yeah.
Experiencing.
I think what we gotta do is look at, are we charging enough?
Right now, no.
Yeah, right now, anything's better than.
How long was this resolution?
Yeah, so what I'm trying to do now, we're wrapping up the last little bit, and I'm hoping we can have something ready by next council. That's what the plan is, and it all depends on how,
They'll be able to take place for a while.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta have our public hearing, and then adopt it after the public hearing, so then 90 days after that.
So would I bring it to the council? Or do the public hearing first and then to the council?
We gotta bring it to the.
Same night.
These people coming.
Well, we're gonna have it to the council first, and then we've got to advertise the public hearing. And then we have to have our public hearing and then bring it back to council to finally approve it.
So would you guys want me to have, ICP come down and explain it, or you want a presentation on it, or you just want it kind of walk through?
It's pretty much all in there, it looks like to me, doesn't it?
How would you guys want us to present it? Where it makes.
I would say, just get the resolution.
Another resolution, that's more than.
Yeah.
You're just the two?
That's why you're all the.
Yeah, because it's brand new, it's a brand new.
Well, how close are they to having it completely done, is it completely done, or?
Right now, we're just wrapping up the last bit of the capital facilities plan. So I wanna adopt that, the new capital facilities plan, along with the impact fees. Because a capital facility plan is based on these projects that are attained over the next 10 years, so. So once we get that, and, we should be good, but I'm gonna try to push them so at least we can have some, here real soon. It's not slowing down.
No, it's not.
And I don't think it's going to.
So what are you tentatively thinking, you're tentatively thinking you're gonna go 100% or 75%, these are averages, right?
We can't go over 100%, we can go to 100% and we can choose wherever.
in there where, anywhere below 100%, basically, is what you're saying. So, do we need to finish that, or can we go off this recommendation to go ahead and move forward with the other public hearings and everything else that we need to have?
We could go ahead and move forward with public hearings, yeah.
Going off of what their study says, right?
It's not gonna change, is it?
I don't think so, no. No, because we can't shave anymore off. Well, I was looking at it, and we'll pretty much have the capital facilities plan all laid out with the proper cost based on contractor prices with a 2% added each year on top of that, a 2.12%.
That's what I'm wondering, if we can just set the public hearing and...
Well, we'd have to set the amount, we'd have to set the percentage or where we're going, the dollar amount, where we're looking at going right now. And then we can set our public hearing, we'll have to advertise for that, so we could probably have our public hearing in 2 weeks. No, let's see, does that have to advertise for 10 days?
10 business days, the challenge is right now, it has to be in on Friday for it to be...
Right, so that's what I'm thinking, if we got it in this Friday...
So we got to put the amount right now.
And I can't remember the new changes too, of what we have to advertise for how long.
I'm gonna have to double check, because I think it's 10 business days, but I'm wondering if it's down.
I think the rules on impact fees are pretty specific.
No, our advertising, all the laws changed on how we have to advertise and what we have to advertise where. A lot of it now, we don't have to advertise in the newspaper anymore. We can just advertise...
Public notice.
Public notice, and that counts now. So we need to...
But is there a certain period of time you have to advertise?
Yeah, there is, and that's why I can't remember if it changed.
Is that going up 100%, or was that going up...
This legislative...
Yeah. Going up 100%, they do that?
Yeah, it was.
Specific to impact.
Specific to all, like I said.
To all public notices changed how we have to advertise them. And the length and stuff.
I guess I better wrap it up.
If it gets developed.
It's a new, just passed legislature under the impact fees.
They can look anyway.
But yeah, exactly.
And there was discussion of even amending that there, so it's still factored in too.
Yeah.
So would you propose this one with 100% or less?
I like the 100% residential, but commercial wise.
Maybe 75?
Yeah, I think if you can legally do that, I think you can.
I don't know why you couldn't.
Or if you have to, if you decide 100%, you got to stick with 100% or 75%. I don't know if you can.
That's a good question to ask.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, yeah.
I guess before we make the decision, probably find that out for sure.
Because I'd like to maybe do the commercial 75% if we can, and then residential
100%.
You know, because that makes sense to me, because we're seeing a lot of residential, but we want to encourage businesses to also come in.
Right.
So I'll find out for sure what we legally can do. So I guess if that's the case, and I'll...
We could have it on the next agenda.
I think we can go ahead and make the motion to accept it, the 100%, 75%, go ahead and advertise for our public hearing that we have to have, and then if we have to change that and adopt different, we can in the last...
Depending on that it's okay to do it.
Right, so again, we can go ahead and adopt it this way, or this, and go ahead with our public hearing. But before it's adopted, we'll make sure that it's legal to do it like we're talking.
I guess if it's not, we'll have to redo it, huh?
Well, if you're saying that you're cut, it's either, can you just say it's going to be 100% or 75%?
No, so we're saying 100% on the residential, and then when we switch to the commercial, we'd go to the 75% of this impact fee study.
Yeah.
Then we can go ahead and advertise for our public hearing. And in that time, we can make sure that we're legal, because as long as by our public hearing that we have our set amounts to present to our public hearing, we're fine.
Okay.
Well, if we go to 75% on residential at 200 amp, we'd be about the third highest. We're in the third highest range of city, the other cities. So you're right there with Salem, and you're right there with Spanish Fork. Why not just go 75% all the way through?
I No, because we're seeing a lot more growth out in the county.
Out in where?
In the county.
He said in email.
And
for residential.
For residential, and that's why we're having to put a new, one of the big projects that are in there is a new substation between us and Fairview.
Yeah, I don't.
And so that's why I think we're doing 100% residential wise. Because we're gonna have, from that substation, we're gonna have to reconduct her.
Yeah.
Back into the city also, but feed back into the city from that substation. So you got transmission going out there, 46 kV, plus Fairview's gonna go in half on that transmission project. And that's based in here too.
Is that included?
Yeah.
That reflects that.
Yeah.
That's a long.
Move on a lot of motion that water.
Pretty that way, depending it's.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say.
But it's.
You set the amounts, and I don't know why you couldn't go 75% on.
And we don't even have to go 75%. I mean, we can come up with our own dollar amount as long as it doesn't exceed that.
Right.
Is that the signal?
So, yeah, it could go 90% or.
Yeah, if you go 90%, we could go whatever.
Yeah. Okay, let's get it advertised. We're talking the 25th, public hearing.
We'll have to see what our advertisement timeline is, because, and I can't remember how we have to, how many days? I think it's still, I can't remember.
It's still 10, but the reason that I was excited about it is because it makes it easier if I don't have to put it in the paper. If I can just notice it on the public notice website, when I have to put it in the paper, I have to have it in the Friday before the Wednesday I want it in, and then from 10 days from that Wednesday.
Right.
Which makes it even longer.
So if we can, so if we could do our public hearing, we'll do it on the 25th. If not, it might have to extend another week just because of the.
You have to go to the.
Chairman, what am I?
You do.
Yeah, but who else? See, and then another thing, Kevin, on that too, is like, you look at Springfield, Payson, they got a lot of revenue.
You know, I'll probably look at that idea, Gina, I'll tell our city what they.
Businesses and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
The information for that?
I think so, I'll double check that.
There you go, you can go to our webpage and just throw it out there, say, hey, if, you know, would you post meetings on this?
Maybe to be safe, we're just going on the 8th.
For any time.
Of June, for our city council.
That's a minimum, there's nothing that says you can't still post it in your webpage.
Right, you can't still post it.
Makes it a lot pay.
Well, you'd have.
Personally, that would be on either before.
Well, that's the argument, that's why I was saying it might be being amended.
RDA, before city council.
As far as like the Utah.
Or you can't do it at 6 o'clock, you have RDA.
The discussion is for the big.
Yeah, can you have your RDA at.
Because everybody up in the big city probably.
6, and then have the public hearing at 6:30, and the short upper city council.
We can do it later, 6:25, and then.
Yeah.
Public hearing goes along.
It is being discussed.
Go.
It's not anything like the other public hearings, they're pretty.
We can start late, we can't start.
Yeah.
But it's still being read as only in the room before.
Yes, we do. And yeah.
And then just get it on, we'll either go on the 25th or the 28th.
Make the motion.
Right.
Make a motion.
Well, I think Sam already made. You already made motion, okay.
To do the 100% like we talked, and then the 75 on commercial pending, checking into, make sure we can do that. And if your figures are that, and that's what you're shaking, you know, I mean, reality, you want it to, well, the impact to the residents, obviously not necessarily ones in town, but the ones that are all coming in new, to pay for what we need.
So true.
Yes, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah, the thing is, you could do on your commercial, you could just do a percentage of those, you would need.
We could, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Yep.
Just go the 100%, and then maybe say on commercial, instead of the 12,000, maybe you go 90% of that 12,000, or.
Yeah.
Whatever, get a happy medium there.
Yep, yep. Yep.
That would solve that dilemma.
Okay, so Sam made the motion to move ahead with the impact fees, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Third. All right, Rondi's gonna second it. All right, so the motion to proceed with 100% of the residential and 75% of the commercials, motion was made by Sam, seconded by Rondi. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Evan.
Yes, but I, like I say, why not just go 100% across the board, and then if he wants to lower the commercial rate, 20% or 10%, or he, we could give that more thought, then they don't have to worry about trying to hit, maybe they won't let, allow you to go from 100 to 75, I don't know. What I'm saying is if you're 100%, you have the ability to adjust it down.
Yeah.
You really do have the ability to adjust it down where you feel better about it.
How's that, we can adjust that all up here, you've already made a motion in your second, I mean, it can be.
It can be whatever after, but we'll just go ahead and proceed, we can proceed to go with our public hearing and make the steps forward. I guess that's a better way to.
You're trying to set stone, right?
Right, right. You missed.
Yes, you missed.
Rondi?
Yes.
And Zach?
Yes.
And everything's going pretty good, just busy. We had an incident out in the hospital the other night. I want to thank the mayor for spending the night with us.
Thank you guys.
And we pulled a few new sections of wire, and it was nice to get that project done. It was actually on one, on our list to get to in the next couple of years, and so.
Is that the lab?
No, it's the two clinics, administration building and the church. We lost the power between the street and the junction box.
There's old, this what they call old concentric wire, like 30-year old wire, so the surface life. So it was good to get that taken care of, worked out good. We're moving along on the substation project. We just poured that kind of pad out there. Not put into transport, that's done, be shipping on the 24th. We got switches are going to be coming. So hopefully we're ready around the first, sometime in June after billing's done, where we can switch everything over onto the Contoy arena. And hopefully our load's looking good. And hydros stay where they're running and stuff. And so we can take, kill that whole section of transmission and install those two metal poles that we ordered. And along with putting that new H structure up and do it all at once while the crane's here. So we're trying to schedule that out. Take advantage of having the crane here for a couple days.
How long will it take the transformer to get here?
I don't know. I just know it's going to be shipping on the 24th. And so I'm waiting for an actual time when it's going to get here so we can schedule that crane. So.
Where's it coming from?
The crane?
The transformer.
Back east. Wisconsin.
Is it big enough to have to have pilot cars and all works for it?
Yes.
Yeah. So it'll be a slope.
Yeah.
Slope.
Yeah, so I don't know when exact time, but they said they put me at least, you know, a 12-hour window. Well, I don't know if that's enough to get a crane situated in there, but we'll make it work. So, pretty excited for it. The guys working on the rebar cages for the H structures today, so we got another load of concrete that's going to be coming here soon, and so. It's been long in the making, and it's good to see the, you know,
happening,
yeah.
Well, we appreciate both you guys.
Thank you.
Sorry I couldn't block time, but I wanted to at least explain that.
Yeah, that was good information.
Moving along, so. Yep. Thanks, you guys.
Ron, did you want to do your council report?
Yeah, so I'm going to put this in a nutshell, about a 30-second nutshell. So Colbert and I went around and looked at the roads around town, just trying to figure out if we need to do maintenance on some of our newer streets and the possibility of just redoing some streets. Aspen Village, we went up there and looked at that, and there's a lot of work to do in there still. We still got our five connections that we need to make, and then we got to figure out a storm drain system. And we probably want to do that before we go in there and do anything with roads. We got a 5-month window for building roads until about the middle of October. So I don't even know if that's something we can realistically do this year, is get in there and pave that. We still got to get the storm drain, whether it's an underground retention basin or and wait for these utilities to get stubbed in. Anyway, something you probably need to put on the agenda to talk about, but this is the stuff that we was thinking about doing is Fifth East behind the elementary school. Fifth East from 7 South to 2 North, or 2 South, Power Plant Road. That road is just atrocious. And there's a lot of traffic on it, a lot of school traffic. We talked about doing 7th East, it's a block long. It looks like a four-wheeler trail from 3rd South to 2nd South. It's single car, it's single lane road. You're not getting two cars on that road.
How much right of way is there?
Not much. That's something we thought we looked at doing, and that would give us, then we'd be done from 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd. We'd all have new streets on north to south. And that quadrant of town. But, and then we also talked about doing 1st North there from the mortuary up to 2nd East. That road's in bad shape, but you got a lot of people going to the post office, you got people going to the mortuary and the senior apartments and then the senior citizen center. There's a lot of traffic on that road. It's right in the middle of town, you know.
Is that road in bad shape?
I talked to Dave. You mentioned we have about $350,000 this year spent on roads. So we need to use it, and I think time is of the essence because we got a 5-month window. Who knows how far out the contractors are. So maybe we need to get this on our next agenda and decide what we want to do.
What do we want to do about Center Street?
Did that come up?
What the proposed was for a one-way street up there, that?
Oh, Main Street.
How the neighbors bought on it.
All the neighbors really bought on it when it got Riley.
Well, I don't want to make it a one-way street. Something needs to be done with the street.
That's
as I drive that, I go, boy, if this isn't a priority, I don't know what. There's places up there where the pavement I don't think's 12 feet wide.
It's another one that's on my radar.
There's a whole bunch.
Anyway, I gotta be excused.
Okay.
Be safe, buddy.
Thanks, safe.
I don't have anything wrecked. I wonder how many of you got this email from Philip.
Thanks, Ron.
Spencer.
Thanks, Ron. It's about doing that home subdivision.
Yeah. And I answered him. I says, thank you, Philip. My concerns are the concerns that Ethel through the council. Until we have more water, I don't know if we will approve any development. We would still be interested in seeing your proposal. He's proposing, I guess, 45 one-acre lots out there. He wants us to run the water and the power.
Who is this?
His name is Philip Spencer.
He bought everything else.
He's got the gravel pit out there.
It's a gravel pit.
And they've got 45 acres out there that they
want to build homes on.
They want to build homes on. They'll do one-acre lots, kind of like Johansson's doing the Western Tunnel.
That's a long stretch of land out there.
I asked him, I says, is there supposed to be a PDF with this? Because I don't see any diagram what you're trying to do. And he said, that's my fault. I haven't got to that point yet. But anyway, I got that from him, and I thought.
He contacted both me and Dave, and we both basically told him the same thing, that we didn't think it'd go, but he just talked it to the council, so.
Yeah. Well, the other problem is there's no right of ways for any water lines going out through there. You have to get all the property owner right of ways. You'd have to, I mean, in the city, you shouldn't put the bill for anything.
No.
Did he already talk to Skyline Mountain Resort up there?
No, he's not out that far.
He's at George Johansson's pit.
From
what I understood, he was trying to put them east on the hill, but it didn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, he wants to access them all from the Mountville Road. They would all come in off the Mountville Road.
Mountville Road, go down around the gravel pit and up into
there. Well, no, just basically like from Freedom Ranch, where Freedom Ranch turns off, goes to the east, he'd be coming off the road to the west.
So he'd have to cut a great big road up in over the hill.
Around past All Ridge Pit there, or?
Yes, well, it'd be north of.
North of it, probably.
Oh, he's not on the other side then?
No, no, he's on the Mountainville Road side.
So he's wanting to develop the hill?
The hill, yes.
He wants to develop the hill, is what I was understanding.
The dirt underneath there is not good enough for gravel, so he wanted to develop where the gravel pit was not be good enough for.
They started with digging it up and rolled around the west side of that hill.
Did they?
And there's a wet equipment up on top of the hill, just in like 2 weeks.
I think it'd be some neat lots, and really be some pretty lots up there to build a home on.
Yeah, he did have one little well that they have out there for the gravel pit, that he was willing to tie back.
This is what's coming.
It's coming.
And now that new temple down in Ephraim and everything.
Yep.
They're gonna be fleeing.
Yep.
But we can't do anything till we get the water, that's.
We can't.
But I didn't have anything wrecked or anything, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't think, I'm trying to see the benefit to the city by doing that.
I need to talk to you.
I don't, it's about probably, like, about the same as the rest.
Just so you're aware. Just so you're aware of. He's not gonna be in the city boundary, he's gonna be in the county, so. I mean, we'll sell a little bit of water with those.
I don't think that what you'd sell on that would be.
Never get your return on, well, they'd have to put all the infrastructure in and stuff. Again, it's like, for the cost of all that, I don't think we'd have a return worth.
Yeah, but even if he puts the infrastructure in there, you've still got the demand on our tanks, our treatment, our everything else that. And I guess that's where the impact fees would come into, in a sense, but.
I don't think you got enough pressure coming off the tanks either.
He has to do the pressure, but, well, pushing back up the hill is the hard part.
That's what I'm saying, I don't know if you got enough pressure.
Trying to go there and push back up the hill would be a mess.
Yeah, yep. Okay, do you have anything else, Sam?
I don't.
Justin?
I don't have anything other than I did talk to State Parks today. I was on the phone with them on another issue, and I just asked them how many applications they received. They said they got 7 for $4.1 million, and they have $6 million to grant. So she said everything that's eligible should get funded.
Wow, good.
That's awesome.
And when will we know for sure?
Probably October. In the fall, so we won't plan on doing any much with it at all this year, but.
Do you have that application PDF that you can send me so I can kind of see the scope of work on that and keep those costs in line?
Yeah.
Should we start budgeting again for the following year?
Did you not get a copy of that? I thought that.
The trailhead, the one I remember.
Maybe those are, maybe I'm getting confused on those too, but yeah, I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Then I talked to Shane too about the power out there at the park, and it sounds like he's got some things already in works on that. But it sounds like we'll get half of that in grant too, so.
Good.
I mean, nothing's done until it's done, but she seemed pretty optimistic.
Yeah. Kevin?
I don't have anything really to report on the celebrations or the flowers. We're waiting for it to warm up a little bit, and I was kind of curious about the spring, because I don't think they want to do anything. I thought this was all a year last year, but we're working on getting, we got people committed to the cemetery, but got to get somebody for the library. Selena Matthews didn't want to do it. Either of them anymore. But we done the second phase of the swimming pool boiler this past week. We done it on Thursday, and it's running better than it ever has. I think we finally got it figured out where all of the bypass valves needed to be, and got the heat exchanger, used some acid on that, cleaned the outside of it so the flue gases could flow up through it, and it's satisfying the temperature and shutting off. It's the first time I've ever seen that. It's run 24/7. It's and I contacted Intermountain Hydronics, who they're the ones that supplies the repair parts for it, And they actually come down. He was in Nephi and he says, I'll send my guy over there, and he sized the pool.
Which one come?
Dominic. Joe is the one I talked to, and he said that he'd send Dominic, that's his son. So he come down, took the pictures, took all the measurements. And then he's gonna take him back to his dad, who's Joe. And they're gonna come back with maybe some recommendations for ours. But I got hope of maybe we can stretch that thing out a little bit. It's running better than I've ever seen it run. It's just been a trial and error from day one, but I asked Brittany on the phone before we went over there. I says, have you noticed it shutting off? She says, yeah, I go in there all the time and it's not running. But yet the temperature's up. And so I think finally we've got things squared away on.
Good.
The only thing is you'll be getting a bill for phase one and a bill for phase two. So
we'll see the power and gas.
Yeah.
Gas and power.
I wish
gas and power.
No, I wish we could separate the boiler from that darn the dehumidifier, because that uses probably a lot of gas too. And I don't even want to look at that. That's a different duck.
But, yeah, totally.
But we've got that boiler figured out.
Good. Good. Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Okay. The only thing I know I've got, I just wanted to make sure everybody's all right, but I had the school district bring me an evacuation site agreement. Basically, if they have to evacuate either the elementary school or the high school, that they would be available to use our rec center. And I didn't see a problem with it, but I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention on that. If anybody had any issues with it.
No.
But that would be a big enough place to do the high school and elementary?
Well, we hope.
What it would be for your first time to alternatives
will there
at the elementary?
I was told on certain things it would be the high school too, when Greg talked to me, so.
Okay.
So I just,
you know, he told me that they're trying to get some things set up with some of the LDS chapels too. This would mainly be for the alternative high school.
Oh, for the alternative.
But it could be used for the other. And if the elementary school had to be evacuated, of course, take the high school. But that's mainly what they were looking at.
Yeah.
Well, she'll get us a key going to high school and we'll break orders.
I guess some things I gotta have a plan for, isn't it?
Yes, and the agreement in place. That's the biggest thing, so. I think that's all I had.
Well, it's about quitting time.
Yep. Somebody make the motion.
We adjourn.
Russ makes the motion. We adjourn. Anybody second it?
I'll second it. So I'll be out of town next week for our work meeting. I'll be in St. George. So I was going to join in by phone.
That's a better option than Zoom. It would cut down pretty bad that day.
But I don't know if you need anything from me for that meeting.
I gave everybody those standards for different meetings.
Everybody bring your packets back.
That Justin gave us are on those Mapleton and.
I think he gave us all one.
Yes, that's what he said.